Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome to the digital meet and greet. This is not how I wanted to start the show. I wanted to start it off by playing Rollo Jesus's "Staying in My Own Lane," but we're having some issues with the system right now. But perhaps I'll get it up and running, and we'll just play it in the middle of the show. You know how we like to do. We like to start the show off by playing the song from the artist. But it's all good, you know, things happen. Rollo Jesus, if you're in, just press 1. Just press 1 so I can bring you on. I already see JT on. Let me see if I can get this dude. But we're just gonna have to do this in the middle of the show. I apologize. You know, stuff happens. Let's go ahead and bring on JT. JT.
Yo, yo, what's up? Some guy named Jay. What an epic night we have ahead of us, man, with a dope guest on deck, man.
Oh, yes, we certainly do. Oh, yes, we certainly do. Let me go ahead and throw the claps on it for you.
How you been, man? How your day been today, man?
Oh, the day has been busy. You know, but busy is good, though.
Busy is good. As long as your name ain't Donald Trump, you in a good place, bro.
Yeah, true indeed. True indeed. Well, let's go ahead and bring on Rollo Jesus, and then I'll try to see if I can get the song up. You know, I apologize. Rollo Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're in the building, man. Salute JP, man. Salute some guy named Jay for having me on this wonderful platform, man. You know what it is.
Yes. Yes.
What's up, fam?
Definitely. Thank you for
What's
being
up,
here.
JP?
Let me go ahead and clap. Where the cheering? Oh, here it is.
Humbled, man. I'm humbled and grateful. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yes, and thank you for being here. You know, we're going to take some calls earlier in the show. So for anybody that's streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, just give us a call at 929-477-3872 and press 1, and we'll bring you on. You can talk to Rollo Jesus. If you're already streaming from your phone, all you have to do is just press 1, and we'll bring you on. Let's make the connection. All right, let me go ahead and pass the mic to JT, and we'll get this going. And yeah,
my brother, Rollo Jesus, man, what an honor and a privilege, bro, to have another opportunity to interview on a platform and continue to move me, getting the weight up and just continuing the marathon, as I like to call it, man. So as you come on the digital meet and greet tonight, man, introduce yourself to our audience, man. Tell them a little bit about yourself.
What's happening, everybody? Peace, family, as I like to say, man. It's Rollo Jesus, the ambassador to the streets, man, a.k.a. Black Jesus, man, born and raised, man, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. I fell in love with hip-hop at a very early age, man, and I've been doing it ever since, man. I've been at it ever since about the age of 12. Started off with doing a little acting. And then I fell in love with hip-hop, man. I went to a performer art school and, man, just fell in love with the whole concept of just being on stage, man, but behind the mic, actually being in the booth, been doing that professionally since I was 20 years old. So it's been like the early 2000s. And they see we're in 2021, so you do the math on how many years I've been in the game. I was blessed to be part of the Dungeon family when they was working on their Cool Breeze project, fresh out of high school. I was able to be connected with you know, your TIs and your Ball Crushers and your Killer Mice, man. And I'm a second generation 105 Attic crew. You know what I'm saying? Salute to the young blood. So yeah, Atlanta, Georgia definitely had a hand in raising me in this game now. And now I'm in it. I'm working on my second full studio album, Low Life 2, which is a movie to me. You know, to show you how much of a movie this is, my first Low Life 1 came out about 8 years ago, and now I'm working on Low Life 2, and that's how much of a movie, how much work and hard work that I put into that first project. But now we're introducing Low Life 2. I got Stand In My Own Lane, which was mentioning about playing earlier. That's the lead singer from Low Life 2, and I just dropped another single called Underground like a week ago. So we're getting ready to gear up for the Low Life 2 project. I have a book that I'm coming out with. It's called The Independent Artist Playbook. So you're going to be seeing physical copies of that. And what it is I'm dropping jewels. I have the major keyword of the industry, and also you know, we just giving artists gains, wisdom, and tips with somebody who's been in the game, and not to, you know, to say that I've gained a lot of money and I gained a lot of power in the game, but what I have gained is a lot of experience. And sometimes, you know, wisdom is better than gold. So I take those jewels and I try to, you know, give it to the young artist that's coming up after me to survive in the game and how to come in the game correctly and be able to move throughout the music business and have a good, successful career and do it right with the paperwork and knowing how to move as an artist on the independent level. So also out of that, I have a clothing line called Get That Weight Up. I have several characters that we just dropping on the T-shirt aspect, and that's doing good as well. So, you know, the merch is moving, the book, want to do a podcast, something like kind of like how the musical doctors. I was able to be on the Artist Network conference call with CatX and do that for like 8 years, and was able to build and talk to some legends like Onyx and A-Ball and MJG and all these wonderful people. So I went from that to radio and just had my hands in the lot, man. That's why they call me Ambassador to the Streets, Man of the Year at the Atlanta Hip Hop Awards that just passed. So we're moving real, real good. So, you know, it's just like JT said, man, just another lap in the marathon. Rest in peace to Milk, and we're just going to keep building, man, and doing it for the culture.
Legendary. You talking about legendary stuff. That's legacy right there, bro. And I've been able to witness a lot of that, and I'm like, man, it's an honor, man, just to be able to call you more than a friend, man. You a brother, you family. And to just listen to what you have in the atmosphere right now. Like, you dropping a lot of gems and wisdom already. If you check out some of the videos on IG or some of the things on Facebook, like, you constantly, daily, are breathing something in the atmosphere. So I want to ask you, what keeps you motivated, man? What keeps that fire yearning inside of you, man, to continue to breathe positivity and game into the atmosphere?
Man, I was able to be a student of the game, man, and just embrace hip-hop as a culture. Fire that's in me that you mentioned, man, it just come from just love and hip hop, man, from listening to Red, man, and listening to all of the old East Coast artists from Rakim and, you know, your LLs, and going to the West Coast and feeding up on, you know, your Snoops and your NWAs and your Ice-T's, and going to the South and, you know, soaking up all Trick Daddy and UGK and Scarface and coming to Atlanta. And, you know, we had the bass music with Kilo, and then, you know, going from Kilo, and once Outkast came in the game, it gave everybody here, you know, a kind of like a glimmer of hope that, you know, you don't have to be inside a box to sell records. And that's what, you know, Atlanta's about, you know, just being outside of the box. And for me, man, just having that fire, man, I love hip hop. I love what it stands for. I love the culture. I breathe it, you know what I'm saying? I eat it. I sleep with it, you know what I'm saying? I smoke with it. Like, you know, hip-hop is who I am. So I'm always out there fighting, because people got to understand when we talk about hip-hop, it's a difference between hip-hop and rap. When you live in hip-hop, it's a culture. It's you live in the five elements. It's how you talk. It's how you dress. It's how you carry yourself on a day-to-day basis. But if you're just rapping, then, you know, that would be a little bit more different and kind of like other than what I'm trying to explain. So it's all about being in the hip hop, man, endorsing the culture. So I just love what I do, man. That fire will never leave me. I'm always be in the industry doing something. I forgot to mention that I had the financial literacy that I'm doing while I'm talking financial literacy. And it's good because I started talking, and it's the spiritual part of it is I didn't really get into the financial part after I dropped, get that weight up, but then the pandemic came and it put me like in a back against the wall where, you know, I saw people, you know, not doing the financial things right, getting all the stimulus money, not doing it right. So I came with the financial literacy. We're doing that, man. We're doing, you know, just to talk financial literacy as a black man and as a rapper and talk about credit scores and talk about assets and talk about business ownership managers out of this world where we at now. But that fire just came from just being a student of the game, man, just loving hip-hop, you know, period.
Man, again, that's all great stuff, man, and that's stuff that we need in our atmosphere and for the culture. And when we talk about the culture, man, kind of talk about the pulse and the beat right now in the ATL and where you see hip-hop right now. Do you see the movement of what you continue to breathe in the atmosphere? Are you feeling that right now? Or do you feel like you got to continue to pour more into what's going on in the culture right now?
Well, you know, Atlanta, man, one thing about us, we always been special here. You know, we always keep something going, whether it's a dance, whether it's a style, whether it's a stand. I remember when I was young and moving around and I went out of town and I was letting people know where I'm from. And, you know, the chicks find out that you're from Atlanta. It's like, oh, man, this dude from Atlanta. Or, you know, the guys find out. So, you know, we all had that special it factor being from the city. So when it really comes to the music, and the scene here in Atlanta and how it's going, man, you know, I like what everybody doing. Obviously, you know, we all want more substance than what we got going on. We all want the artists to be held accountable, you know, for what they speak and the action that they take. But, you know, we have to understand the music constantly moving. It's not supposed to stay the same. It was at its peak, and then it came down, and it's going to get to its peak again. But it had to come back down to transform into something else, because when the OGs had it, it was a certain kind of way. It was the business, the structure was set up different. How you go to your labels and you get your deal and you get your demo and all that. The studio setup was totally different. So now you have a whole new ball game going on. You got people that's buying their own studios. You got people that's taking their own destiny in their hands and investing in themselves and making their own situation work. So as long as you have a business that's coming to some kind of an independent slash makeshift, you know what I'm saying, slash, you know, people feel like they can bottle up and get it, then it's always going to come down a little bit. But with that being said, the amount of people that's going to get in the game, what's going to have the talent, because it's going to be so hard to compete, it's going to get back into where it was. So I like what the young guys doing in the city and all over, you know what I'm saying? I don't like the beef. I don't like the shootings. I don't like the killings, you know what I'm saying, and the genocide, you know what I'm saying, and the, you know, and letting people trick us to get these deals and, you know, killing our babies and our families. But other than that, I do like what the young guys doing. I like a lot of the artists, young artists that's out. And for what I put in the atmosphere as far as that goes, JT, like, I've been in the game for so long, man. I was at so many open mics, and like, I saw the game switch from, you know, the lean with it, rock with it, to the crunk movement, to the trap movement, and to, you know, the different vibes, man, that I've always stayed the same in whatever I had going on. So I learned that early in my career, moving around in open mics. And a lot of, if you're an artist and you're listening on this call, just always know, no matter what's going on around me, stay true to who you are, stay original, and don't ride the wave, be against the grain, because what's going to happen is once that wave is done, it's going to be another wave, but you have to stay true with your roots planted, you know what I'm saying? So when that wave comes, you better stand true, because at the end of the day, once you originate your sound and you be, it's like my singer that I got out there, stand in your own lane, then I'm telling you, it'll work out so much better, it'll sound so much better, and it'll look so much better. So yeah, JT, when I speak out now, I just keep my, you know, I keep my roots deep, and I put the word out there knowing that it's going to manifest itself and the hard work is going to pay off, and I try to stay true to what I do and not get caught up in the wave.
So, Rollo, let me ask you this. What do you feel like sets your brand, excuse me, and your music apart from the next brand? Like, what makes it different? Why do people gravitate to your sound, to your clothing line, and to the gems and stuff that you drop? What makes your brand different?
with my brand, man, you know, it's a lot of older people who still love hip hop, that still want to indulge, who still want to ride with the music of loud, who might be 30 or something, who might be 40, who might be pushing 50, that still want to listen to some new hip hop, some new sound, and want to turn it up loud, man. But, you know, I represent for that. You know what I'm saying? Not too many artists. We got some grown folk hip hop going on. That's what they get that weight up, and the brand is all about the merch, the low life. The low life brand is all about being me, low life, staying out of the way, staying true, being about family, you know what I'm saying? Maintaining everything that the pandemic taught us, man, is what my brand was built on. So it's kind of like all this came full fruition. So I can, you know, it's crazy. It's kind of like my whole career has been molded and me getting ready for this situation right here. So it's easy for me to move through this pandemic because a lot of stuff that these artists was doing, they need to get back to the bases. And that's what this pandemic has done for us. It's got us back in the bases. So I'm different from a lot of cats because if you listen to my music, JT, like I barely curse. You know what I'm saying? Like you can ride on a road trip, man, with your mom in the car, your grandmama, your uncle, all the babies. Turn it up loud and get to rock into some Rallo Jesus, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of artists you can't get that from. When you talk about financial literacy, when you talk about black excellence, when you talk about ownership, when you talk about just being a man and bringing real men back to hip-hop, man, and taking it back, that's what you get when you jamming Rallo Jesus. And I know a lot of cats ain't doing that. You know, I've been in the game. I understand when you're early in your career, you know, how gung-ho you are when you're on top of the world. You don't think stuff can happen. But we got to understand, family, that this is a business, and anything can happen. And when you put yourself on the line and you take yourself away from your family and you're doing jail time or you're getting killed in the streets just for, a couple $100 or a couple $1,000 and a nice car, some jewelry, it's totally unfair to your family, to your kids, to your mom, and everybody who sacrificed and watched you struggle early in your career just to get success and get knocked off or get a bunch of jail time. So that's what it's all about, man, realizing that it's a business and get that weight up. That's what it's about, ownership, assets, credit scores, moving around, you know what I'm saying, living hip-hop. You know what I mean? You don't have to be an artist to live hip-hop, but, you know, you have to be indulged in the culture to live it. And, you know what I'm saying, like I pride myself on being different, going against the grain. I've been in the industry almost 20 years. And I pride myself on moving different. I don't care how many views I have. I don't care if nobody sees, you know what I'm saying, all my content. I'm not buying followers. I'm not buying likes. I don't buy streams. The numbers that I have to connect with the fans that I have, I connect. Because understand, I was doing this before the social media, when you had to go buy your CDs out your trunk, print up your CDs, put your posters out, hit these open mic shows, put all these flyers and stuff on the card. So I'm still hand-in-hand combat, and I bring a lot of that to the game too. So, you know, just to separate myself from a lot of people, there's so many levels of why people like me. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, just being real and not living in a fantasy world. Understand man, reality.
You dropped so many gems, man, and all your answers tonight. I want to ask you this before we go to the phone lines. What have you discovered about yourself as far as in growing and learning about the business side of it and being able to keep personal and business separated? What did you notice about yourself, and how far have you came in that journey, you know, in being able to be more business-minded on that side of the thing?
Man, JT, that's a great question, bro. That's an excellent question. Early coming in my career, man, I made a lot of mistakes, bro, you know, from my personal situation, man, to you know, being bullheaded and stubborn, and you know what I'm saying, can't nobody tell me nothing, and you know, running the streets, man, and messing a relationship with chicks. Hip hop saved me. I think that if it wasn't for me being on the road to hip hop and wanting to strive to be something better in my life, that's what made me check myself. Being in love with the game, looking at myself in the mirror, and being honest in my music, who I was as an artist. And what I brought to the game, and you know, I was always taught that growth was, you know, it, in comparison to life, is like hand in hand. If you don't grow, you're not living. If you're not living, if you ain't growing. And I don't think anybody on this phone, man, would want to listen to an artist that stayed the same, that continuously dropped the same content. You know, you listen to this artist for the last 15 years and he's still talking the same thing, or she's still talking the same thing. I know everybody want to see artists grow, so we had to do it. And once the game shifted, JT, and became an independent game, you know, that made me tighten up even more, because now You know, I could be my own boss. You know, I can sign myself now. You know what I'm saying? Like, independent, a new major. You know, we're really out here figuring out the game, doing it ourselves, you know, taking the proper steps, making sure we get our coins and getting that check in the mail. But in order to do that, you have to, you know, build the proper relationships with people. Even though when things don't go the way that you wanted to go and you're dealing with people and, you know, people split up and, you know, you still have to learn how to handle situations, how to be professional, knowing that this is a relationships game when you talk about the music industry. It's kind of like a pyramid effect. So the higher you get up in that pyramid, the smaller that it gets at the top. So the best thing you want to do is make sure that you have a proper relationship and be very professional when it comes to people, because you can easily so blackball yourself and just pretty much like mess up all the work that you ever did. So professional, doing your due diligence, doing your homework, staying consistent, all that's definitely part of it. And I learned it the hard way for being in the game and working on the independent level so long now. And like I said, it's like the game is, I love it for me now, JT, so I love investing in myself. I love pushing the coins out. Putting people around me that work hard. I just started working with some guy named Jay, and we've been moving, man, getting blogs and getting magazines, man, and we're gonna continue to push this pressure. Been working with brothers like yourself behind the scenes, that's keeping me up with stuff and keeping me going. Genius is coming, so everybody who want to get down with anybody, we're going to get all my information, everybody, before we get off the line so you can contact me. But that's what keeping me going, JT, man. People like you, people like some guy named Jay, and a couple other people on the team, man, who just keep me focused and understand now that, you know, hey, it's the independent time. It's our time to go, you know. We ended to win it.
You're right, bro. And just listening to you talk brought one more question I had for you. What is some of the greatest piece of advice that you received coming up through the years that you can remember right offhand?
Man, don't lie, family. Be honest. Don't lie, be honest. Because sometimes, man, you know, we don't understand like how bold our tongue is. We don't understand how with the actions or what we say and what we do to other people determines what energy that come back to us. So it don't matter what business you're in, whether you're in the music industry, whether you're in the medical industry, whether you're in the construction industry, whether you're a chef, whatever you got going on, you know, whether you're a religious person, whether you're a politician, it's all about being honest with yourself and being honest with people around you. And I had to learn that the hard way. And once I started being honest with myself, I started being honest with people around me. Not only did my music get better, and what I talk about, but my relationship with people around me and my business also got built as well. So, you know, I've got a lot of advice from the big homies, but when I got older, man, it's just that honesty factor just kicked in with me, and it's been sitting with me ever since.
Man, big facts from the homie Rollo Jesus tonight, dropping gems tonight and wisdom as we go to the phone lines. And my guy, some guy named Jay, what we got, baby?
Oh, yes. Well, like I said, if you're streaming from an app or a third party. Oh, hold on. Am I muted? Let me see. Oh, yeah, you can hear me. Okay. If you're streaming from an app or a third party website or a link or anything like that, just give us a call at 929-477-3872 and then press 1. And we'll bring you on. We're talking to Rollo Jesus. You know, if you're streaming from your phone already, all you have to do is just press 1. Just press 1 and we'll bring you on. All right. And, well, you know what I'll do is I'll also play the song. I think we're going to get it to play now. You know, I like to start it off like that, but it's all good. Stuff happens. And I also want to say, I know a lot of y'all will be in my inbox and, oh, Jay, you know, this is a good show. Could you tell them? I ain't telling them nothing. You got to call in. All right. You call in 929-477-3872 and you ask them. Well, this is an interactive show. So, don't be inboxing me and doing all that. Don't be inboxing JT. Y'all got the number. Call in, you know.
Yes.
And this is what we do it for. We do it so we can connect the artists with y'all. You know, whatever you guys got going on, some of y'all are promoters, and you say, hey, well, you know, after COVID, we're going to start doing shows at the venue. And we'd like to book Rollo Jesus. How much? What does it take to get him to come out? Boom, this is your opportunity to talk to him about it. Or, you know, oh, you know what? I make beats. You know, I'm just trying to get my beats and get them placed and get them, da, da, da. You know, hey, call in and say, hey, you know, check out my beats on SoundCloud or Spot, whatever you link you got it on, you know, send it to Rollo Jesus. Don't inbox me and tell them to send you anything. You have to interact because that's what we do the digital meet and greet for, you know. All right, well, while we're waiting for y'all to not be afraid, because we know y'all come in a little late, let's go ahead and play the single, Staying in My Own Lane.
You, welcome to the low life. Yeah. Feeling good, backing out the driveway. Knowing it's my day, I'm from the hood, so I'm mopping up the highway. Staying in my own lane, feeling good, backing out the driveway. Knowing it's my day, I'm from the hood, so I'm mopping up the highway. Staying in my own lane, staying in my lane, I ain't like you. Everything original, I'm staying true. Big dog status with the top down. Ride through the streets of the A-town. Blessings on blessings, I'm chilling. Learning life lessons, no feeling. I get it and handle my business. Stack to the ceiling, they see that I'm winning. Feeling good, backing out the driveway. Knowing it's my day, I'm from the hood, so I'm mopping up the highway. Staying in my own lane, feeling good, backing out the driveway. Knowing it's my day, I'm from the hood, so I'm mopping up the highway. Staying in my own lane, rolling dolo, knowing it's my show though. In a photo, quitting is a no-no. Apply pressure, this world in a tension. 25 lighters on my dresser, yes sir, stay to the grind. All about mine, all my raw down, let these haters see me shine. Rolling with the 9-8 ball, corner pocket. You can keep trying, but your haters can't stop it. Feeling good, backing out the driveway. Knowing it's my day, I'm from the hood, so I'm mopping up the highway. Staying in my own lane, feeling good, backing out the driveway. Knowing it's my day, I'm from the hood, so I'm mopping up the highway. Staying in my own lane, holding in the road, watching for the cop. If I make the wrong move, he might go pop. Ain't no love for the black man, and they wanna see me dead, so I roll with the Gap Man. I got a plan to take over the rap game. Put it down, make the world respect the name. Black Jesus, they wanna nail me to the cross, but I'm winning, and I ain't trying to take a loss. Feeling good, backing out the driveway. Knowing it's my day, I'm from the hood, so I'm mopping up the highway. Staying in my own lane, feeling good, backing out the driveway. Knowing it's my day, I'm from the hood, so I'm mopping up the highway. Staying in my own lane.
All right, that was Staying in My Own Lane from Rollo Jesus. You know, you heard the song. It was original. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Who'd you work with for that single, Rollo?
Man, I got a producer out of West Africa, man. It's not global. My reach has gotten, man, thanks to the grind, man, from West Africa, man, 3QB. He definitely did his thing on that one, man. So 3QB's in West Africa. What's happening?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. True indeed. Good, good. You plan on going over to Africa and doing some shows soon? Well, I guess, well,
man,
you know, I know we're on the watch.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. As soon as everything get, you know, back to normal, we definitely want to go over there, man, and show some love to the people. No.
Good, good. Have you been in the past?
You know, I've never been to Africa. When I'm going, I'm taking my shoes off when I get out of the plane.
That's
how much respect I got for the soil. Yeah, I mean, I've never been, but I'm looking forward to going, bro.
Definitely, definitely. Well, you know, I just want to say, for all y'all that want to chop it up with Rollo Jesus, that number again is 929-477-3872, and then press 1. If you're streaming from your phone already, all you have to do is just press 1, and we'll bring you on. Let's go ahead and take this caller right here. Caller in the 315-439. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hello, how you doing, Jane JT? It's Jordan J. Hunter, host of the Joe Podcast.
J.O., how you doing?
It's going good, man. It's going good. So I got a little nervous. How's it going, Wallo, man? How's it going?
Man, it's going good, bro. Thanks for being on. Shout out to you and your platform.
Thank you. I got a question. Where did the name Wallo Jesus come from? Because I missed the show earlier. I didn't catch it.
That's a good question, bro. Great question. When I first started, I was in high school, man. I had went through many names. Getting in, I think Chaos was one, and I was going through some more, trying to find my way. But I had braids at the time, and I took my braids down. I rocked my afro, went to school, one of my guys was like, bro, you look like Rollo. I'm Sanford's son. And everybody just started, so it's Rollo this, Rollo. This is like 96, so I've been Rollo ever since then. Then I went to Rollo G, based off what my first name is, and kept moving, and started seeing a lot of more Rollos popped up. And so we had to figure out how to once again stay in our own lane and stay away from everybody else. So we try to come up with different names to keep it popping. And we came up with the Jesus part, and it fits so well with what I was doing, what I looked like, and the concept of everything. And Rollo Jesus, man, it just stuck with me. So, yeah, I've been there ever since, like, 96, moving around. And like I said, man, shout out to Rollo from Stanford and Son. I know he passed a couple of years back, but he's really one that birthed the whole Rollo movement from where I got the name from.
Okay, that's what's up. Last question. You said 96. That was a very important time of hip-hop, because we could talk about 96. That's when Nas had It Was Written. That's when Jay-Z mm-hmm. had Reasonable Doubt. That's when a lot of people was dropping mm-hmm. and Fugees was dropping. So can you tell me what artists influenced you growing up as a hip-hop artist yourself?
Man, it's crazy, bro, because I was just saying earlier, man, I'm such a student in the game. It wasn't really like one artist, because I was listening to East Coast hip-hop before I was listening to any hip-hop. Man, I was loving what Redman was doing. I was loving what artists like Grand Poobah was doing, and I was loving artists like even like what you said, like Jay was doing, and Rakim. So the East Coast really, really, really took – told me, like you said, man, with the 90s, it was so hard to just really hone in on one artist, because like you said, like for us, that's when ATLians came out. And I don't know if you guys remember how old people are on this phone, but 96 is when the Olympics came to Atlanta. And that was like the pinnacle, the golden age of hip-hop. Outkast had just dropped ATLians. So, man, it was crazy. You know, Tupac had just dropped, I think it was like Me Against the World or something like that. So, man, it was just crazy the amount of music and the talent that we was getting. So it was kind of hard for me to hone in on one at the time, because really, man, the first tape that I picked up that really I got and really to hip-hop was Biggie. What was Biggie's first album?
Ready to Die.
And I picked it up, man. I skimmed through it, man, and he was just so ill and cold, man. And I remember this was the early 90s. This was before 96, but I think this was like 94 or something like that. So, yeah, man, just the amount of talent, how we were just getting the music so fast and it was so good. It was kind of hard to just hone in on one artist. But I didn't really hone in on one artist until I really got into the music, which was Tupac, and I really started studying and started liking Bob Marley. But, man, we had a smorgasbord of music, man. It was hard to just for me to just focus in on one, because I was such a student. I loved what everybody was doing, what the Fugees was doing, and, you know, we were just eating it up.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was just going to say this before you ask. Even with the females, man, we had, you know, the MC Lights and Boss, and you had Rage, and you had all these Lauryn Hill, man. You got chicks that were just spitting. So, you know, it was just so much music to enjoy. It was crazy.
Mm. I'm wrapping both of these ones up. First, before I ask the last question, I would like to connect with you on my podcast, get you on there. I hope Jay could connect us. I hope we can network because I would like to talk with you, chop it up about hip-hop and et cetera, because I think you would be a very good guest for the audience on my platform. And two, what was the better album, Nas' album, It Was Written or Illmatic, and why?
Thanks, man. I would definitely love to be on your podcast, bro. We're going to connect. We'll get off here, and that'll be an honor and a pleasure. You said the Illmatic album, and which one?
It Was Written. Which one was better to you, and why?
I like that It Was Written album, man. I think comparison to the Illmatic album, man. The first Illmatic, not the one where him and Jay was going back and forth with Ether.
Ether.
Not that album.
And Takeover.
You talking about? Yeah, you talking about that
94.
Album?
No, I'm talking about 94.
Okay, nah, the 94 was his first album. And you said in comparison to which one?
It Was Written, his second album, 96.
Okay, let me see. Because, see, man, Nas was like one of the illest artists that sat there, man. I probably would have to say that It Is Written to me. But it's the first album, man. It's so, I mean, your first albums, your comeback albums, man. It's always from what they was doing back in the gap, man. Was they put so much work into the first album. I think for him to follow up how he did, the reason why I think I respect the second album more is because most artists fall off in their sophomore, and they still trying to find themselves. But him to just still be able to, to be Nas and to be ill with it, I think it's dope to what the boy had going on. Because, like I said, once you start getting into your sophomore blues, your second, third album, that's what most artists have a hard time finding who they sell. But it seemed like for me, he actually got a little better on his second album moving forward in his career.
That'd be it. Thank you.
Yeah, nah, thank you, bro. Salute for being on. I've been looking forward to contacting and connecting with you.
No doubt, man.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I'll definitely link that up. J.O., before you go, you want to shout out anything, any links, any social media, anything you want to shout out right quick?
You can follow me on Twitter, on Instagram, Jordan J.O. Hunter, with the O, not the number. I mean, the number, not the letter. The number, the number O. And, on Facebook, add me. You can add me, Jordan J.O. Hunter. Also, you can check in the J.O. podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Spotify, et cetera. So you can catch me there, and, yeah, that'd be it.
Yeah, I was trying to write it down, what you were saying. Can you slow down for me and the people? Because I know they probably want to connect with you, too. You said it so fast, so we can get everything locked in.
Okay, my bad. You can check me on Twitter at Jordan J.O. Hunter, not the letter, the number O, the number zero. That you can do it at Instagram, Twitter. And then for the Facebook, you can have me, Jordan J.O. Hunter.
J-O-R-D-A-N. Jordan,
yeah.
J.
Yep.
Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R.
Yeah.
Okay. Salute to you, family.
Thank you, man. Salute to you, too, man. Been a pleasure.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Thank you. Yeah, thank you, J.O. Oh, yeah, it's always a pleasure. All right. Whoever that was in the 336, just give us a call back. And just press 1. If you're still streaming, just press, just give us a call at 929-477-3872 and press 1, and we'll bring you on. For all the callers that like to, hang out and then hang up, we're going to get to you, all right? We're going to take everybody's calls. We're going to get impatient. You'll get your turn. So just chill out with us. If you're streaming from your phone right now, all you got to do is just press 1, and we'll bring you on. We're talking to Rollo Jesus. Before we, see if there's any more callers. Well, actually, before we go back to the phone lines, I got a few questions myself, and I'm going to pass the mic to JT. I wanted to ask, how did you hook up? Oh, Yeah, how'd you hook up with Cool Breeze and the whole Dungeon family?
One of my substitute teachers at Tri-City High School happened to be affiliated member of the Dungeon family. And when, you know, going around the class, and it's crazy because it, all while I was in school, which was very important about school, I think all the young people who's listening to this call or who's chiming in, of you in school, stay in school, you know, because for me, school was still embedded in hip-hop. You know, I want to tell a story before we move on. When I was in eighth grade, I don't know how I got affiliated with some teacher, but we ended up opening for Big Daddy Kane and another classmate of mine. We put a group together to open that show for Big Daddy Kane. And I was in eighth grade, so you can imagine like the amount of years in it. But to move forward in high school, in Tri-City High School here in East Point, Georgia, one of my substitute teachers, no, he wasn't even a substitute. Slate was a coach. He coached a football team. So he taught health, and he did like resource officer around the school. So come to find out, man, he was down with the Dungeon. You know, me and my homeboy Lico, we spit so far. He liked what we had going. And I went over to the Dungeon, and at that time they was working on the Cool Breeze album. Went in the Dungeon, man, and chopped it over Breeze. And he liked what we had going, and I met Corrupt. Human Corrupt was playing. At that time, it was a boxing game. Some just had came out on the PlayStation. This was, you just said, oh, you can imagine how years ago, it's like 99. It's like 99, 98. So, yeah, I met Corrupt, and, yeah, life changed the situation. And, you know, they got me over there with the Dungeon and made a nice connection with the Mob and was able to, you know, meet a lot of guys, 3000 and Big Boy and, you know, the whole Goody Mob, man, the Mob itself, man. And yeah, man, just legendary time for me. It was like a movie for me because I was in high school. So for me to be around that at the time that I was around, it definitely was a dream for me.
Oh, yeah, good, good. Definitely, definitely. Now, what would you say some other milestones in your career has been so far?
Well, the Atlanta Hip Hop Awards, second annual, I got slept on Artist of the Year. That was big for me to be recognized, you know, working hard and for somebody to recognize me as a slept on artist. That was huge for me at the time. And also, like I said, last year was the fourth annual. I got Man of the Year at that award show. I have a hot block. Shout out to Michael Myers. He passed away. Rest easy. Hot Block Magazine, Artist of the Year. And my God, let me see, I have another one. Another hot. It was in Hinesville. I can't. But it was an Artist of the Year of the War. I can't remember the. It was a magazine, Elite Magazine, something like that. But I got a couple hardware. It's a blessing to be you know, somebody to recognize your talent and give you awards for it. So that's dope. But so far, that's the only ones I got. So I got four. Trophies on the mantelpiece right now. Looking forward to maybe a Grammy one day, putting that award, big ASCAP award or something like that to keep it going. So I'm dusting off and keeping room and making space for new accomplishments and new accolades.
Ah, okay, definitely. Go ahead and throw some claps on it.
Hey, I appreciate it. Yeah.
Oh. Let me pass the mic over to JT right quick.
Yeah, Rollo, just thinking about Atlanta, Georgia. A lot of publicity. Been in the media the last couple of months. I want to ask you, what was that like being down there in that environment? And to me, on the outside looking in, it had to feel really important to be able to cast a vote down there in that state in the last, you know, in November and again in January. Talk about what that felt like, knowing that your voice was going to have a determining factor in what was going to go on as far as shifting the balance of, you know, of the government. And just talking about, because there's a conception out there, oh, my vote don't count, and I want to get it straight from you. Just, you know, a lot of young heads out there, and even some older cats, kind of minimize what a vote means and what some of our ancestors went through in order for us to have that privilege to be able to do that and what that means. So just talk a little bit from that standpoint and what that meant and what it's been like down there in that area over the last several months.
Man, great question. That's a dope question, JT. I want to start for the ones that feel like that your vote don't count or voting is a conspiracy and all this. I want to explain to you guys that the Ku Klux Klan, one of the biggest known terrorist organizations, the American, that's ever been on the soil, was started in order to keep black people out of politics. And I don't think that if that was nothing for us to be involved in politics, that they would have came up with such a beastly organization and for what they did to us and the Ku Klux Klan. For them to try to block our voice from politics and come up with some guys with some sheets on their heads and all the brutalizations and all the protesting and the marching and stuff that we did in order to make our vote, our voice count. I think it is a disrespect and I don't even know what word to use to disrespect the ancestors and what they did. So if you don't think your vote counts, just understand where the Ku Klux Klan came in. Now, politics is tricky. It's so tricky that we used to be Republicans before we were Democrats. Speaking on the Ku Klux Klan came out of the Democratic Party, which used to be the conservatives, what we call the right wing when it comes to the Republican Party. All this used to be on the left side when you talk about politics. Now, on the right side was black people, was Republicans, was your hardworking people, what the actual Republican stands for. And if anybody thinks about what the Republican Party stands for, understand that that was predominantly black. Washington was built by a black man named Benjamin Banneker, designed Washington, put the White House, put the Capitol where it's supposed to be. Robert Morris on the back of a $2 bill was one of the first black men in Congress, in the Senate, and made a lot of commitment to the way that this country was built. The 13 colonies was the original 13 black colonies in this country. So I want people to understand the spirituality of why that vote came down to an all-black city like Atlanta, Georgia, the home of Martin Luther King, the home of the seat of the civil rights movement. It was meant to be that way. The ancestors lining up for it to be that way, energy lining up for it to be that way. I don't care what conspiracies that they can come up with. I don't care what thing that they can do to trick everybody. When you're going against spiritual people and when you go against nature, it's going to win every time. And what happened this year was spiritual. To have women like Keisha, like Stacy, when you talk about names like that, when you talk about your Kamala Harris's of the world and women of color, and knowing that the black woman and the woman of color has always been the bottom barrel, the most unprotected species on this earth, and for her to finally get her shot and to come out the ashes, which is known for Atlanta, Georgia, is the phoenix going through the ashes. That's our bird. That's our city bird, is the phoenix rising through the ashes because of Atlanta. Because if you don't know your Georgia history, Georgia was on fire one time, completely burnt down. So just to see these sisters, man, I was looking at the show called Underground, and a lot of these slave shows, every time we get whipped, JT, every time the black man get whipped, every time we get whipped, the person that always clean our wounds up, the person that always tells us to keep our head up was always that black woman. And without her, man, we are nothing. So just to see somebody like Stacey Abrams, a heavyset black woman that looked like she don't play the radio, get the credit for determining, you know, the color of an all-red Republican, downright nasty, racist state like Georgia. It just shows, man, that how spiritual this thing is. It's supposed to line up this way. they losing power. They understand that the paradigm is shifting. Even with Joe Biden, getting in and the things that he's doing, like we understanding that, you know, even the spirit is going to work through him. So he might come in with his own agenda, but now he don't understand that, just like me and the homie was talking about earlier with Jay, it's the takeover. And now they understand it. So, oh, man, just to be here in Georgia and watch it turn blue, knowing that even in the 80s, JT, when I was young, I remember my mama going to the Dr. King rallies here in Forsyth County, getting spit on by white people, getting bottle stoned at her by white people. This is my lifetime in the 80s. So just to see where we are in now in Georgia, I know they got to be pissed off. I know they got to be mad. The insurrection jumped off. They threatened to storm all the capitals and everywhere. They losing power, and they want to fight for what they really know. But what they really don't know is we controlled it. We ran it, we put it together, and now it's our time to get it back. And hopefully it'll be in our lifetime that we can see a lot of more changes going on, that we will be able to have more celebrations and more of celebrations and things where we can see, you know, the change in the political scene. So for everybody out there that feel like you're voting on count families, think about your people getting lynched and hung from trees and castrated and raped and dragged out of their house and shot and killed, just for them not to have the right to vote. Remember that bridge on Selma? You know, we just lost one of our ancestors here in Georgia, John Lewis. And, you know, he was talking about good trouble. You know, and for the OG to still be talking about going to jail and fighting for his rights, you know, the struggle continues.
Yeah, and it's a big reason why I asked this question. Go ahead, Jay.
Oh, yeah. Just you can finish that, and we'll just take a call after that.
But no, I was gonna say there was a reason why I asked me and Rollo have had a lot of conversations over the years about these things. So I wanted you to know that there are many dynamics to Rollo Jesus. Like, he's not just an artist. He's got a lot of wisdom and a lot of gems to drop. And I wanted him to drop that on the culture as well, because he has a lot of great points, and there's a lot of wisdom there, and those are things that we needed to know in the atmosphere. So I wanted to show that other side of Rollo too. I mean, he's well versed in everything that's going on in this country, and it's not just one sided. It's stuff that we can build and grow off of. So I commend you.
And
for
I wanna say this
your answer.
And I wanna say this. And I wanna say this before we move forward, JT, we gotta hold these politicians accountable, because see, now that we know that we had a power to get the votes, we talking about Fulton County and DeKalb County and the Senate race coming down to the hood, basically, like where I'm from. Said, bro, that's crazy. It actually gives me chills to even think about it, but it also makes me realize that we have to hold these politicians accountable and not just say you're not going to run ads on our TV and beat us up 24 hours a day with ads and phone calls and coming to our door, ringing our doorbell, and you get in that seat and then we don't see you or hear from you no more. And we do know that Raphael Warden, I do preach in the church, the church, Ebenezer Church, where Martin Luther King preached that, where he's going on. So we want to hold these people accountable, you know, not just to soak up our energy and use it to move on for their personal agenda, but just let them know that we're going to be right here in your face screaming at you if you don't hold up to your end of the bargain.
Big facts right there.
Yeah.
Kick it to you, Jay.
Definitely. All right. Let's go ahead and take some more calls. Caller in the 427. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hi, it's PJ. I'm calling from North Carolina. How are you guys?
PJ, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Hello, PJ.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry I'm late, but, you know, I'm just leaving the gym, so I wanted to just get in and listen. So I appreciate the invite, and I have been on this earth quite a while, so I'm almost 60, so I remember watching a lot of what you guys are speaking about. So, yeah.
Yes. Oh yeah, definitely. I'm glad you joined us. Yeah, and you're also a part of the. And I wasn't clapping so you could wrap it up. I was clapping so you could, you know, because we're with Shot and Yao, you said, you know, you're almost 60, been on the earth.
Right.
You got a lot of wisdom to see. So, yeah, we're clapping for that. You can keep going. I didn't mean you to shut up.
Oh, no, it's okay. I wanted to piggyback on the on what someone just mentioned about going around and knocking on doors to get the vote, and then you don't see them anymore. That still holds true because we get text alerts. I live in a predominantly Caucasian area. In the dirty, dirty South, there are rebel flags and Trump supporters and the whole nine. But I am still in there. I stay there. My money is green. I can pay to live where I want to live. So, but they do send out those text messages and knock on doors, and then they still have that surprise look on their face when I answer the door. But like you said, don't knock on a door and get the votes and then don't do anything afterwards. So, you know, that speaks volume in what it is that they're trying to do or what they plan on doing for us. In the years to come. So that's all I wanted to say. Carry on.
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
Also, before we carry on, PJ, you do a lot. You do a lot of great things. I know you're a music doctor, and you have, you know, you do a lot. You're welcome to plug yourself. This is what the digital meet and greet is for. It's not just a, you know, an interview or a discussion. It's so we can connect people with people. So, you know, you got a lot of projects going on. Our guest Rollo Jesus has a lot of things going on, and we do these things so we can connect. So, so let the people know what you got going on.
Well, I do care. I wear a lot of hats. By trade, I am a psychiatric mental health registered nurse and a certified health life coach. But on social media and in the industry, yes, I am a music doctor. I am an older model, but I model with reptiles and snakes and spiders. I do a lot of collaboration, a brand ambassador. I'm also an actress and a promoter. So I work with quite a few artists and, you know, do a lot of music videos. I am on a Truality television show called the Untold Saga Chronicles Truality TV show that is coming out soon. We're still in filming. And I am going to be in a movie called Fatal Rage. It's just a walk-on cameo appearance. So that's just me. I enjoy what I do. I like making smiles. I enjoy empowering my kings and queens. And, hey.
Yes, you hear all that, what she does, Rollo? Perhaps you guys could connect. Yeah, exchange social medias or something, you know?
Yeah, we can. PJ, what's your social media?
Okay, on Facebook, I am P-E-E-G Johnson, so that's Peege Johnson on Facebook. On IG, I am PJ Pamalee. That's PJ Pamalee on IG, all lowercase. But Peege Johnson is two words. Those are nicknames that my grandchildren gave me. So I use the nicknames that they gave me for social media.
Oh, right, and then mine too. I don't know. I'm gonna follow you, but I'm Rollo Jesus, RALLOGESUS everywhere. But I definitely will send you a friend request.
Yes, please do. I appreciate that because I am, and I'm not trying to sound cocky, but I do have to go through like everybody. Well, when you send it, I just make sure you send it to me because there's like a few waiting that I haven't gone through. But since I have met you, I won't need to go through your page or anything.
Right.
To make sure. Because, there's some people I really do have to, like, look through their page to make sure it isn't offensive because I am about everyone in the world. Yes, we do want to support our culture. However, I am, you know, about everyone in the world. So, you know, but some people are just too rude, and I just won't be able to, you know, be friends with them on Facebook. So,
Hey, PJ.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is JT. I got a question for you and Rollo for the follow-up. I was listening to you, and I wanted to get it's a good time to ask this question to you. How do you feel about this being the last day ever before a female takes position as vice president? That has never, ever happened. What is the feeling as a woman thinking about that step getting ready to be taken and what that means for the culture?
I think it is phenomenal. Look, we've already seen what Martin Luther King said, correct? One day there will be a black president. So that happened. And to see a female step into the high power position, not just any female, but a biracial African American female, however she considers herself, I think this is awesome. I think it's phenomenal. I do believe that she will step into a position where she won't say, you know, I'm a female and, you know, you have to, you know, bow down to me and I'm only going to look out for my female. I just believe that she's going to come in there. She's going to make a statement. I believe she'll make a positive statement. I think it's awesome. It's wonderful. And I hope that things will work out for the common good for everyone. I was listening to something on the radio a few weeks ago. Like, we're all upset because of what she wore, the suit she wore on a Vogue magazine or something. Of all the things going on in the world, that's what resonates for them. And I don't think it had anything to do with what she had on. I think it had everything to do with because she's a female stepping into a high position, and they're just using a full cover magazine as an excuse to just create some drama that wasn't necessary. So that's my take on it. I'm going to get off my Winfrey box. Carry on.
Hey, I like that. That was a solid answer. And I want to get your opinion because it's important that we encourage and uplift each other. And I want you to web pertains to Rollo Jesus. He's been in the game for a long time. He's definitely been making an impact. What would you what advice would you give to him as far as to continue his legacy and continue to make an impact from your point of view without knowing anything? But just him being as an artist and pouring wisdom back into the culture, what would you want to leave him with as something to build off of as he continues the marathon of impacting our culture?
I would say always, first and foremost, stay true to yourself. Don't let someone try to guide you down a rabbit hole that you would never come out of. And all that glitters or shines isn't gold. So always stay true to yourself. Believe in what it is that you stand for and continue to build a positive legacy. You know, guide our young men into a better life of not glorifying all of the things that they see in the street, per se. So, you know, you'll sometimes hear, you know, someone step out of, because I worked in the prison system before, so you'll hear sometimes people will step out of the prison system and glorify it, as opposed to guiding a young gentleman into how not to end up in the prison system. You know, take your education serious. You know, don't think just because they remove so many things from the school, science and math and cursive writing and this, that, and the other, it doesn't mean that it doesn't mean that you don't have to read. It doesn't mean that you don't have to write. So continue to move forward and push forward and build a legacy and and continue with a positive impact in our culture. There are so many children that are coming from broken homes that they don't have role models. So to be able to be that positive role model for anyone, what is it, reach one, save one, reach one, teach one, I believe in that. Yeah. If you can just save one.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Thank you
no
for
doubt.
Those words.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Definitely, definitely, PJ. Definitely, thank you for your words of wisdom and kicking that wisdom. You know, we really appreciate it. Yeah, definitely, thank you. And also, thank you for joining us in Blacktopia as well. You know, and all of that. You know, you're always welcome to plug in there. You're also welcome to call up into the digital meet and greets and plug there as well. Any upcoming, you know, radio shows, acting gigs, modeling gigs, whatever you got going on, you're always welcome to, you know, share that with us.
Awesome. Can I talk about you guys? There is a podcast coming up on the 31st with a young lady, and it's called Black Exchange. So if it's okay, I would love to bring a little bit of information to that podcast.
Yes, sure. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Speak on it.
About you all. So I will reach out to Jonathan later, and just so that you can give me just a little background information, so that way I can make sure that I am presenting the correct verbiage and meaning behind what it is that we do in this group.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, yeah, I'll inbox you and we'll chop it up again and you know, because this is Jonathan, by the way. I know say some guy named Jay on the flyer, but to some that don't know that I'm a Batman and Bruce Wayne. Yeah. So definitely. So
your face matches your face. I knew it was you.
Oh well, yeah. Okay, cool. I'm glad some people say it don't. Well, glad to know. Yeah, it's me. No catfish. but yeah, we're going ahead and make it. We're going ahead and make it happen. You're also welcome to post any of the reptile, you know, snake photos in Blacktopia as well, too. You know, let people know what you do.
Okay. A lot of people don't like that, so I'm just like I try not to force that on people because some people are like, oh my god. So yeah, I can post a few pictures. My photographer posted a few behind the scenes blooper pictures for a magazine cover. So I can post those in Blacktopia in that group. So just so you guys can see, I can make a snake pic elegant as well. So boom.
Definitely. Oh yes, definitely. You got it right the first time. Blacktopia, black, not black utopia. Blacktopia, like that.
Okay, Blacktopia. Okay, cool. Blacktopia. Yeah. See, that's why I need you to make sure that I have the correct verbiage and everything before this podcast on the 31st. Because I really do. I want to maintain continued support and consistency and drive more people to the site and. You know, so they can gain more knowledge and get more support. And I like to support my own first and foremost, although I am well-rounded and culturally diverse and believe that all, you know, and I did post in the thing, all are welcome. So I can post that picture and the poster about the podcast in Blacktopia group.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Yes, ma'am. That's what we're here for.
Okay.
Definitely do that.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. Thank you, PJ. We appreciate it. We'll throw some claps on it for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be long-winded. It just kind of sucked all you guys' time. So, you know, thank you so much for the invite. Thank you for listening.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. We're going to take some more callers. Would you like to hang out some more, or do you want to – you got to go, or –
I'm pulling into the yard, and I'm going to lose a signal, and I need to go in and regroup so I can get up for work.
Okay, definitely, definitely. Well, definitely thank you for the call. All right.
Thank you.
Let's
go
ahead.
And we will speak again.
Yes, we certainly will.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Let's go ahead and take the next caller. Excuse me. Caller in the 704-953. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hi, it's Ashley.
Ashley, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I actually have two questions for I want to make sure I say the person's names correctly. Rallo.
Yep.
How do you pronounce it?
Rallo
Jesus.
Okay. Oh, you can say Rallo Jesus. Yeah, it's all good.
Okay. I actually have two questions. Do you plan on coming to Charlotte to perform anytime soon, or have you ever performed in the Charlotte metro area?
Yeah, I definitely have performed in the Charlotte area. I've been through there with Mixed Mafia Radio a couple years back, and I had some other things going there. I've been there in South Carolina, Rock Hill. I've been to Raleigh. I've been to Charlotte. North Carolina was like my second home for a couple of years. I had a lot of good grinding there, and connect with a lot of good people that like Connecting Magazine, and like I said, Mixed Mafia, and a lot of other great things going on in Charlotte area. Love what they got going on. Love what you got going on there. And I'm looking forward to coming back.
That's great.
Yes. Yes, good. And Ashley, you said you had another question, right? Or was that the second part of it?
Those are the only ones I had.
Ah, okay, good. Well, before we take the next caller, Rallo, what were you saying?
And I just want to salute the Queen City, man. Shout out to Charlotte.
Yes, shout out to us in the Queen City, Charlotte, North Carolina. Yeah, before we move on to the next caller, I just want to say Rallo, Ashley also does music reviews, too. She does music reviews on YouTube. Could you tell them about that, Ashley?
Yeah. I do live reviews with one of my friends. It's for his YouTube channel. His name is Reg. I've been doing that for a while since 2019 sometime. Yeah, we've reviewed a lot of stuff. We reviewed numerous genres from R&B, soul to hip hop. We even reviewed books and just pretty much talked about like day to day stuff sometimes.
Wow, that's wild. I'd love to be a part of the platform. We should link, give each other social media, and we hook up out the caller. Definitely, I would love to give up my music review. Got two new records out now. Got an album coming out soon. I think that'd be a dope plug for me.
Oh, that would be great. What are your social media that you have?
I'm Rallo Jesus on Instagram, RALLOGESUS, and the
okay,
same for
that's
Facebook.
For everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what shorts? I can connect with you now.
Okay, my Instagram is Virgo_girl915. Twitter, Miss Moving On, 1993, and Facebook. You just type in Ashley Berg, but you'll see like my full name on Facebook on there, Ashley Elizabeth Burke. So.
And what's your IG? You said you give me IG one more time.
My IG is Virgo_girl915.
Got you. I'm putting in a request right now. Thanks
okay.
for being on. Hopefully, I can be a part of your platform.
No problem.
Definitely. Thank you, Ashley, for calling in. Let's go ahead and throw some claps on it for you. Oh, yes. Before we move on to the next caller, is there anything else you'd like to say or anything else?
No, that was it.
Definitely. Thank you for calling in, Ashley. It's always a pleasure.
No problem.
Oh, yes. All right. Now, if you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, or any of these different ways to listen to the show, just give us a call at 929-477-3872 and then press 1 and we'll bring you on. We're talking to Rollo Jesus. We're making some connections here on the Digital Meet and Greet. If you're already called in, if you're already streaming from your phone, that means you've already dialed the number. All you have to do is just press 1. Press 1. And we'll bring you on. All right? And be patient. We're taking everybody in order, so don't, you know, be hanging up and all that. You know, you get your turn. All right. Caller in the – excuse me. Uh-oh. Why it's not working. Okay. Caller in the 502-712. You're on the air. Who is this?
This is Shalika from Louisville, Kentucky. Hello.
Shalika.
Hey.
Hey,
Rollo Jesus. Hey.
What's up? What's happening?
Hey. Let me tell you, I've been bopping to your single. It is fire. You hear me? And it's so catchy. You know, the beats and everything, you know, and I'm like, you know, it's like it's a catchy tune, and I'm just in love with it, you know, like Get the Weight Up, and especially I love Staying in My Own Lane. I love that one. That is bopping. Yes. I'm not just like singing that for the past couple hours. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to give a shout out. I didn't have any questions. Just telling you that that the single's fire. It's fire, and I can't wait to hear the when the album comes out. When does your full album come out?
We're gonna try Low Life 2 in the spring. Yeah, I'm gonna
push
one more thing.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're gonna shoot videos for the single that's already out, and then we're gonna come with the full EP. And I hope that I meet to the standards that you already that set for me, because I put a lot of work into it, put a lot of love, and Low Life too.
Yeah, feeling good, backing in my driveway. Yeah, you hear me? I was like, oh my gosh, I love it. Like I said, it stays in your head. That tune is like something you won't forget. It stays in your head. And that's what I love about music, especially the ones that's, you know, addictive in the words, you know, in the beats on top of that, you know. So, yeah, that's just going to soar. So I love it. Thanks for putting out some good music. I just followed you. Well, I just requested you on Facebook and also just followed you on Instagram. So, Shalika Overstreet on Facebook, and then Janae Prestige Travel, the poet, on Instagram. So I just followed you.
Okay, you definitely getting those follows back from me. Thank you for your love and support.
Absolutely, absolutely. And thanks so much, Jay, for having them on.
Oh, yes. Definitely. Thank you for calling in and chopping it up and letting them know you like his single.
Yeah. I downloaded it to my Apple Music. Yeah, I got it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's hard.
All right,
appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. Y'all have a good night. I won't hog up the mic. I'm going to let others call in. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Definitely. Thank you, Shalika. We will take you out with some claps.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. All right.
And before we move on, I want to let everybody know that my homie JT, man, JT the Poet, he's just dropped everywhere, all digital platforms, man. JT the Poet, I win.
Yes, yes.
So wherever y'all at, man, y'all check out your music or wherever you at, man, check out my people, JT. You know what I'm saying? I just had to put that plug out there, man, that we working and my homie's working. I love what he got going on, too. So just want to put the time out to put that out there for my partner.
Appreciate that, bro.
Yeah. Absolutely. Got it, JT.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Humbled. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Always. Always support. Support us.
Right.
They know that. I support us. I love it.
That's right, girl.
Child.
I love Us.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's dope.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We're going to go ahead and take some more calls. Definitely thank you for the love, Shalika. And definitely thank you for calling in. And oh, yes. Oh, yes.
All right. Peace and blessings.
Yeah, all thank right. you.
Blessings. All right. All right. Let's go to the next caller. Oh, and before you can go to the next caller, if you're streaming from an app, third-party website, link, anything like that, any of these different ways to listen to the show, you know, and you don't have the number in front of you, but you stream it on whatever app, device, whatever thing you can find it on, that's cool. That number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1, and we'll bring you on. If you already dial the number and you're streaming from your phone, you've already dialed the number, so all you have to do is just press 1, and we'll bring you on. We're talking to Rollo Jesus. Let's take the next call. Caller in the 937-305, you're on the air. Who is this?
Greetings, greetings, man. This is Big Les, a.k.a. Hakim the Poet. What's up, everybody? JT told me to give a call in.
Yes,
man.
Big Les.
Yeah, that's the OG.
Oh,
yeah,
Blacktopia in the house.
Man, I love you so much. I was telling JT, man, I got so much respect for you, Big Les, man. I know we chopped it up a couple times on the video chat, man, and just the energy that we got, your vibe, man, and just by you being the old OG in the game, I got so much respect for you. And thanks for being on tonight, bro.
Hey, man, thank you. I appreciate the kind words, man. And I ain't got nothing but love for my people, man. So, you know, everybody give me shout-outs. I got to give me a plug, too, man. If you go on YouTube, man, check out my poem. You can just go on YouTube, type in Hakim, H-A-K-I-M-D-A, Poet, P-O-E-T. I have I got a couple videos on there, but one I have on there is called The Justice System of a Terrorist, and I'm talking about police brutality, man. So definitely go get on there and check it out. Give me your views and opinions, man. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, no, you got that. That's easy.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, Rollo.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Rollo, since we got Big Les on there on the line, I gotta put this one in the atmosphere. Who in your mind do you think is the greatest hip hop group of all time?
Me? You want to know my most humblest opinion on that question?
Yeah.
It would definitely have to be Run DMC. I would have to say Run DMC. What they did to the game, the first group to put up the number. To get the plaque, the first group to put up the shoe to get the Adidas deal, and what they did for branding and marketing for the culture was just off the chain. The look, the sound, to be able to involve all the elements, they include their DJ in it, the show, how they rock their show, they went back and forth on the lyrics, and just togetherness of D and Ron, man, which to me, man, is just like no other. You couldn't even put that back together these days. So shout out to Run DMC.
No doubt. Big Les, what you think about that? What's your opinion on that as far as a group?
I would have to agree with that. I think Run DMC, everything they did was trending. You know, everything they did from everybody had on the Adidas to the sweatsuits to the, you know, all that. But if I have to go over time where I think others have made their impact, I would have to say, in no particular order, I would have to say OutKast. And definitely, I don't know, this is just my personal opinion. Man, I love EPMD. I just think they're the type
of
that Eric is cool, but he ain't that dude without Parrish. And Parrish is cool, but he ain't that dude without Eric. But when they come together, oh, my goodness. I just think when they together, man, they just – it's just so different, man. So those are like –
Run
DMC.
And I agree with you on that too, Les, because what made them so great that they was both producers. And E Man mm-hmm. had that even what he was able to do for Red Man career and that Funk Dr. Spot, that Green Eye Bandit and all that stuff with Keith Murray and all that. A lot of people don't know, like, that was E behind a lot of that production, Eric Sermon. And you're absolutely right, man. I think that's why, you know what I'm saying, you would give them that. And I would definitely agree with you on that too as well, man, to get two guys, like, you know, together, but they both are like musical scientists that just get together. I think that's what made them so great. And you know, another thing I respect about the older guys, man, is that when it was time to be gangsters, they was gangsters. And when it was time to be artists and businessmen, they was artists and businessmen. And I was thinking about that a week or two ago. Like, even, you know, the most gangstest rappers that we ever had, you know, understood the fine line between being a businessman and being a gangster. You know, even the dude that was pimping and bringing all kinds of stuff to the industry, but they did their best to put the oil and the water together. And I think that's where a lot of MCs today falling short of mixing and trying to mix the oil and the water together, and they're coming up short. So I think we need to get back to how the OGs did it, man, and keeping, you know, the business where the business at, the streets where the streets at, you know, our family where our family's at, and still get back to the game and learning the game and studying the culture all over again. We got to break this thing down and build it all the way back up.
Rollo, where does Public Enemy stand as far as having an impact on making a statement in the hip-hop culture and in the universe as a whole?
Man, Public Enemy is in a lane of their own. I wouldn't even, like, if hip-hop was a highway, I would definitely make Public Enemy like the HOV lane. Just simply because to be able to stand up and to say what you want to feel, how you feel, without no holes barred, without biting your tongue, to still be able to sell it to the people, to still for the people to be around you, to be able to grasp the concept of what you're saying. We can just say almost today, think about if we can get a Public Enemy today, like how much that we need that, how much of a Chuck D we need right now, you know, how much of a Tupac, how much of a Eazy-E that we need right now. And we need those voices. So, you know, for what they did in the game, man, we cannot take that lightly at all. You know, to come against the grain like that, man, to put your fist in the air and say what you want to feel loud and clear and to say it just like my man Kevin Hart say, to say it with your chest. Man, I want to say Public Enemy, man, probably, man, is damn lightly on. It's almost to the point where we need that right now. We need a Chuck D in the community right now.
That's facts, man.
Man, I gotta put something in on Public Enemy, man. Public Enemy, to me, they were the revolution of hip hop. You know, they like my man said, you know, how they just put it together and they stood up. And I tell people all the time, you know, everybody talks about how Tupac was the prophet and all like that. But if you go through Tupac's discography, a lot of his music, it's like things he's talking about, some of the things like Mama and those things, yeah, but then he kind of went off the track. Almost every song Public Enemy has put out, you can play it right now, and it's still the same condition of our people. Don't believe the hype, talking about the media. You know, Black Steel in the Hour of Chaos, you know, those things, you can play them today.
911 is a joke. 911 is
yes.
a joke.
They're still relevant. Fear of a Black Planet. This is what we're dealing with right now. These are why all those
right
people
now.
Are rioting, because they're fearing a
black
planet.
We were just
yes.
talking about that. Fact.
Yes. Yes.
That's why I like having Big Legs on, the Big Homie, man. Shout out to Hakeem, the poet. You know what I'm saying? We need this talk to hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to join. We need this talk. This is what got us to the point that we right here, right now. You know what I'm saying? Like I was saying earlier, that, you know, we're going to get back to where we were. Some things just need to get broke down and get the change back, bro. As long as we hold on to the grace, we're going to get back.
Man, we definitely need it, man. And hip-hop, to me, is just struggling. It's not teaching the youth. Like, you know, I know hip-hop will never be like it was. I'm not asking it to be. But what I am asking it, is to still be that teacher, you know, is to still be that educator to help our youth, man. Because hip-hop back in the day, you know, when KRS-One talked about certain issues and you went out, hey, man, you heard that new KRS album? Oh, man, it was dope. And if you couldn't come to the mental part of that album, dudes wasn't even talking to you. Dude, you don't know what you're talking about. Go on and get out this conversation. So you had to be hip. You had to read and to be able to take what they were saying a little further so you can evolve with hip-hop, you know. Mm-hmm. So, it's, you know, there's very few. You know, I love Kendrick Lamar. You know, I think I like what he's doing. I like his music. And he's not the only one. There's others out there. We, you know, we just got to find them, you know. And it's so crazy that when we were growing up, we used to have to listen late night for hip-hop. You have to stay up to 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock at night and listen to all the shows. Now it has no value, and they play it 24/7. It has no worth, and they play the same songs over and over. Girl, Shake Your Booty, and it's always the bad bitch, and it's always She Can Take Your Man. You know,
yeah.
Latifah and them never talk like that. Like, if you call Latifah a bitch, not only was she gonna check you, but the hip hop community was gonna check you. But you know, now these women out here, they call each other bitches, and you know it's cool. You know, I'm the queen bitch. When you ain't gonna get no man to respect you, you keep having titles like that. That's not how you gain respect.
Wow, that's crazy how talking to you, which is gets me to notice how much hip hop has changed, and you know the where we went from and where we are now. It's just crazy. The amount of change that has happened. You know, from Atlanta, from the city, we just had one of our top artists here, Lucci. You know, he's going through a situation now where he's got a murder charge. He just got booked in jail, and it's just a testimony, man. You got all these guys with all this talent and promising careers that just not ending the right way. So, yeah, we have to definitely be accountable, and we need to be dead bodies on the street.
No doubt.
Indeed,
no
indeed.
Doubt. Jay, I kick it to you. Back to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, great conversation. Loving it all. I think that's pretty much all the callers for tonight. Definitely Big Les, thank you for calling in and rocking with us and, you know, dropping that wisdom of the old school hip-hop. You know, Rollo G, thank you for being a part of the digital meet and greet. Thank you for... you know, actually, we're gonna close it up. Hakeem the Poet, Big Les, if there's anything you want to shout out right quick, go ahead and shout it out right quick.
Man, just shout out to all the love to all the black people, man, and just stay united, man. Stay reading on books. If I can suggest anything, man, y'all get the book called Destruction of a Black Civilization. I think it's by Chancellor Williams. It's one of the best books I've read. It will definitely open up your eyes to what's going on and why we're in the condition we're in as black people. So, you know, those are just little tidbits, man. Just stay up. I'm not a big reader, but I'm forcing myself to read because, man, I'm trying to be able to educate people, man, through my poetry, through, you know, talking with young people, man. So we gotta grab the baton, man, and just start grabbing these kids, start grabbing our women. You know, our women are looking for leadership, you know. You know, but they got to be held responsible, too, because they got to respect themselves. So everything works hand in hand, you know. So little steps at a time, man, but this is the time, man, because if y'all really look at what's going on, this country is starting to eat itself up from the inside out. And when this is all said and done, it's not going to be anything but people of color running this country. That's why they're afraid. And if we're not prepared financially, spiritually, emotionally, to grab each other by the hand and take this country where it needs to be, which what the their forefathers wrote, justice and freedom for all. We are the only people that can produce that because we've been treated the worst. So just keep studying, man, and being out there and being positive, man, and we're going to make it happen. It's coming.
Oh, yes.
Wise words from the big homie. Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. JT, is there any last minute words you want to say?
First and foremost, Rollo, we got a open slot
on the Brulianna Show next month to bring you on as a guest, and let's talk further and get you on another platform so we can chop it up again. So that invitation is out there in the atmosphere to come back to Big Blue Radio and chop it up with us. For that, we'll set that up. And I just want to say salute, man, to what you are putting into the culture and the legacy that you're leaving, man. I mean, that is super, super important. And everything that you breathe and everything that you put out there, man, it's leaving an imprint on our culture, and we need it. It's a brand new day, a brand new time, and we got to continue to uplift and encourage and rock for one another. I appreciate your support. Has, you know, I put my, you know, I win out there in the atmosphere, stepped out on faith. It's just a taste of what's to come, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely appreciate the love and support from you and from, you know, everybody that's been reaching out. And we're going to keep this thing moving. The marathon continues, but if you're listening to what's going on here tonight, for Hakeem the Poet, Rollo Jesus, some guy named Jay, this is where it all starts. The support and the movement between brothers. You see brothers in leadership positions that are moving and being the example, and people are falling in, and they're gravitating to what we're doing. So it's very, very important that we continue to take those steps and continue to move forward in everything that we're doing. But, man, salute, my brother. It has been an honor and a privilege to have the opportunity to interview you again and chop it up with you and to get, you know, your wisdom and your take on things, man.
Yeah, my pleasure. My pleasure.
Yeah, man, I always love talking to you guys. I enjoy it, especially when we talk about hip-hop. And, and if anybody wants to reach out to me, man, you can find me, Les Smith, on Facebook. L.E.S. Smith, Dayton, Ohio is my location. And then you can also reach me on IG, Big Les 41.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you for those plugs. And now, Rollo Jesus, is there anything you want to leave us with before we go?
Man, I just want to thank you for, you know, all the hard work you do for all the artists. I see what you got going on, Jay. Salute to you for the platform and all the other platforms that you have going on. Looking forward to continuously working with you. This is just the beginning. You know what I'm saying? We're definitely going to get to the mountaintop you know what I'm saying, toss it up how we're supposed to. JT, I take you up on that offer, family, next month. And I know, you know, with everything you got going on, I know all the stars going to line up for you, bro, because you're a good dude. Your heart is in the right place, and your grind is solid. So, you know, anything that you need from me, I'm always here. And same for you, Big Les. I'm following you on Facebook, and I got you on IG. Let's just continue to just be the example. No matter what it takes, no matter how hard, you know, the road may be, continue to grind and stay steadfast, man, and stay positive. And what can I say, man? It's always a blessing talking to you. You know, you kings on the line, and I look forward to chopping it up again real, real soon. So salute, man, and I hope all is well with everybody's family as we move through the pandemic. Y'all stay blessed, stay keeping the covering over y'all, and you know, just make sure that we stay tuned and locked in together. You know what I'm saying? Keep it 1,000. And until the next time we talk, what can I say? It's been another great, great night. You know what I'm saying? Great call. A lot of people got on, and I appreciate everybody's love and support. So, yeah, man, like that.
Definitely, definitely. Yes, yes. All right. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. Thank you all to callers, all the listeners. Everybody that rock with us, all the guests, Rollo Jesus, thank you, JT, thank you, Hakeem the Poet, thank you, everyone. You don't have to go home, but you got to get off this thing. Good night.
Sir.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.